This episode of The Roman Noodle is brought to you in part by Froglick Dog Toys. Your dog will be literally foaming at the mouth for a taste. Get Froglick Dog Toys today. It's time for The Roman Noodle, episode 128.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, sponsored in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces. More on that in a few minutes. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're missing Jeremy, our cohort in comedy, tonight. He had a priority couch that he needed to take care of.
Priority couch?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Today has been the day of visual typos for me.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, maybe I've got a smudge on my contact lenses or a fluff in my eye or something like that.
A fluff in your eye?
Lots of words I've been seeing today have initially looked like a different word. And so Jeremy has a priority crunch.
Oh.
But when I first got the message,
it
looked like it said priority couch.
I have the priority to lay on my couch today. I should use that sometime. Priority couch. Haven't you ever heard of that?
It's where I do all my best work.
I know.
It's where I align all my priorities. I line them up on the couch and then I lay all over them.
Oh.
And just, I absorb my priorities.
Yes, and it works best while I'm snoring. I have to be snoring. Like, not this fake stuff, the legit snoring.
Well, check us out over at the website where we have legit clean comedy. Over at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Sometimes it's potty humor.
Yeah, and you know, we got an email about that, which I'll read a little bit later. A funny email from someone where they comment, actually, on our clean comedy. But it's okay because they said that God uses it for their benefit. Kind of. That's essentially what they say.
Wow.
Well, anyway, we are missing Jeremy Laughlin, but we're going to do the show on our own. So I know that last week we said we were going to tell our camping stories this week, but here's the thing. Jenny, did you go camping with me?
Yeah, I did.
Did I go camping with you?
Yes.
So telling our camping story to each other.
Well, there was that period of time that, you know, you were in the bathroom and then you came back and I was in the bathroom.
And everyone wants to know about that period of time.
stuff happened while we were away.
That's true. But what we're going to do is save that for our next episode, episode 129, where we will be having our camping stories theme episode. Yeah.
And hopefully Jeremy will have stories to add because he likes camping too.
Yeah. And well, he was one of the ones that started one of the first camping stories on this podcast.
Oh,
it was
really?
Cloverfield Camping. Pop it. That's for you if
Pop
you're listening.
Hello, Pop
but
it.
So please send us your funny stories that are related to camping. It could be any kind of camping. In a tent, camping in your backyard, just something camping related, however you want to interpret that. Send those to us for our 129th episode before we hit the 130s by emailing written or audio feedback to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab on the right side and record a message right from your computer. I'm actually surprised how many people have sent in stories already for this.
Mm.
Because previously when I've asked for theme stories, I haven't gotten very many. But this one, it must be everybody has a funny story to tell when they go camping.
Yeah.
And maybe all of our listeners have gone camping. So maybe that's the perfect storm.
A lot of memorable things can happen while you're on a camping trip.
That's right. So let's move on in this podcast. Well, just before we do, I want to take a moment to tell you about something I believe in. I believe that you want to be successful And I believe you want to be successful in business. And I believe that to be successful in business, you need to be able to meet with your clients, colleagues, and coworkers regularly. And I really believe that when you do this, it's best if it's face-to-face. But because of the world we live in today, clients, colleagues, and coworkers are all over the place. I mean, they're in one piece, but like there might be one person here, one person there, not like a little piece of this person there, a little piece of that person there. But your project is split up in pieces among all these people you need to work with. And it just seems impossible to put the Humpty Dumpty of your project back together again. But I believe you can do it because it is possible with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. GoToMeeting with HD Faces, brought to you by Citrix, gives you this incredible ability that Humpty Dumpty never had as a project manager. You can meet with your clients, colleagues, and coworkers anywhere in the world through the power of your computer and an internet connection. Even if other people don't have an internet connection, they can dial in with the phone, but you really get the best experience when you have that face-to-face with the high-definition video that GoToMeeting supports now. They can even join on their iPads. So listeners, try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Try it every single day and find someone to meet with online with GoToMeeting. It is great for planning and coordinating. And I use it even in a book club with some colleagues in web design. It's fantastic for that. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and use the promo code podcast. Be sure to use the promo code podcast. GoToMeeting. Meeting. Is believing. Thank you, Citrix, for your support.
Oh my.
So now let's move on to this. In our chat room, Megamind just said, I can't imagine Daniel in a book club. It's a cool kind of book club, like web design books, not like Twilight series or something like that. That would not be
cool. He might not have even been bringing your coolness into question. Maybe he just
my masculinity
was thinking somewhere then? Else. I don't know. Maybe it was just thinking something else.
Well, by the way, I mentioned the chat room. We do the show live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live. And check us out when we do it because it's a lot of fun. You get to see a behind the scenes kind of thing.
Hey.
Yes?
This time, we're going to read the names. We should read one like after each other. Like you read one, I read one, you read one.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Roxanne 2.
Roses Dancing for Christ.
Ellie Active.
Whoa. I got the hard one. Monsieur Byzantine.
Ooh, nice job.
I don't even know if I said that right.
Mary 1.
Mega Mind.
The Adrian.
Johnny Snook.
That's you.
I know.
And several anonymouses in there. Oh, and guest one is in there.
Yeah. And Daniel J. Lewis.
Yes. That's me. Which is me.
Me.
So now let's share what that little bumper sound. That thing. What that thing was actually for. Okay. Shut up. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. Jenny, darling, I've been doing a lot of talking. Would you take over for a moment, please?
Sure. Let me refer to my wrist. Okay, well, mine happened today, as you know. Gosh, we don't have any like new stories to tell each other. So what happens when we get married?
Well, we're telling the stories to our listeners.
All right, I will tell you guys. I feel like I should have the female voice. But I guess that's only for really good stories, right?
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
There we go. All right. I have house plants. And with and with house plants come little gnat kind of things, like the little flying bugs, little winged bugs. And it's not really fun to have those guys around. So I was looking up on Pinterest what I could do because Pinterest has all the answers, as you know.
At least in pictures.
Yes, in pictures. I love pictures. I like pictures. I was the kind of kid who liked books that had pictures, like lots of them. Anyway, I still like books with lots of pictures. But I found this thing on Pinterest called Natural Homemade Bug Killer for Houseplants. So it looked pretty legit. And let me read you what I have to do. Okay, first figures. Oh, wait. Hang on. Start by chopping up 2 or 3 large hot peppers. Put them in a glass bowl and bring 2 cups of water to boil. Pour the water over the peppers and let them sit until the water is cool, and then pour the contents of the bowl into a spray bottle. The peppers infuse the water to capsaicin. Capsaicin. I think I'm saying that right. Anyway, the compound that gives them their heat. Blah, 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 blah. The oil, the capsaicin oil penetrates the insect's body, burning and killing it. So I tried this. And I had a really hard time waiting for it to cool because I'm so impatient, but I did. I waited for it to cool, and then I put it in the spray bottle. I was like, all right, I've waited long enough. So I went outside to my houseplant to test this stuff. So I like stirred up the dirt with a fork, and all these bugs just like it came out like a cloud. And I was like, die, die. And then I got a whiff of this stuff. And oh my gosh, I started hacking and coughing and sneezing. So I had to go inside. And I was like, oh my goodness. But I went back outside and it looked like bugs were wallowing in pain on the dirt. So I was like, yes, it's working. So
except the Spanish bugs are there like, hey amigo, it's jalapeno.
So I went inside, I went back inside to my house plants that are inside because I was like, yes, this stuff works. And then, you know, I forget things so fast. So I stirred up the dirt again. And then all the bugs, like they came out in a cloud. And I was like, die, die. And then I smelled it again. And I was like, ah, because it was getting in my nose and my throat and... you know, horrible grossness was coming up in my throat, and I was like, ah, and I was sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. I always have to learn things the hard way. Twice. It doesn't work until I've learned it twice the hard way, which kind of sucks. But anyway, it does work. And as I was spraying, I was like, I wonder how similar this stuff is to pepper spray. So I did some digging, and capsaicin. Okay. Capsaicin, I looked it up. One of the less lethal force uses for this chemical. Capsaicin is also an active ingredient in a riot control and personal defense pepper spray chemical agents.
Whoa. It's also great on tacos.
Yeah. Yep. What? What? I totally wasn't listening to you right now. I was like, yeah, yeah, you know it. So I just made a low strength pepper spray, I believe. I really gave it to those flies. Oh, and Daniel came up and was still smelling like peppers. Mm-hmm. And he was also sneezing and coughing, and he was like, Jenny, can we open the window? I was like, sure.
From a completely different room than yes. You had sprayed. I was coughing and sneezing.
Yep. So, low strength pepper spray right there.
Jenny, you really bring the spice to the house. And you fill the air with your spiciness.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I've ever sneezed that many times in a day while I've been well. I mean, like when I'm sick, yeah, I sneeze a lot, but oh my goodness, I'm completely well and I'm sneezing a lot. So that's a weird feeling.
So pepper spray, jalapeno spray, is the new window screen that you can spray in my face to get me to sneeze
just
too.
Thinking about, I wanted to spray Lucy so bad.
Our dog. Not our child, our dog.
Yes, I'm an evil mom. Not really. We don't have any kids yet. Just a dog. But I wanted to spray her so bad.
Our dog has two neighbors. I mean, our...
What?
Our neighbor. What? Our neighbor has two dogs.
I could put that thing on squirt and just go to town. Because one of our neighbor dogs, oh my goodness, she barks and barks and barks at nothing. And I have actually leaned my head out the window. I'm so sorry, neighbor, but you gave me permission to do this. But I lean my head out the window, and he has given me permission to yell, shut up! So I do it, and I do it often, because that dog will be barking at 10 p.m. And oh my word, don't be barking at 10 p.m.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that you do that, because I might be downstairs and might be listening to another podcast or something. And then I hear you yell, shut up!
Shut up!
First I'm like, sorry. And then I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh my word. Dogs. That's my story. I have another one, but I think you should tell one. Because okay. I've been doing a lot of talking, my dear. Will you please talk?
Mine is an idea I had, a marketing idea of something. It's a little bit political, but this is the political season, so it's okay to be political. You know, vote. That's my political opinion. Go vote. Unless you disagree with me politically, then don't vote. Let me vote for you. No. Well, actually, yeah, that would be what I'd prefer. Anyway, I came up with this idea that I think there's an unreached population that really needs to vote. Maybe voting is a little bit complicated for them, but I think there really needs to be this push out there for get out the vote for this particular kind of forgotten population, and that is the dyslexics of America. What? Yeah, or the DOAs, dyslexics of America. Uh-huh. And so I figured out the perfect bumper sticker that would appeal to the dyslexics for who they should vote for.
Do tell.
And communicate to them that a particular candidate is all for the dyslexics of America and wants to support them. So the bumper sticker I came up with would be "Dyslexics for President." What? Wait for it. Wait for it.
I can't think. What does it mean?
Flip the words around.
President for dyslexics.
Yeah, but to us, it says dyslexics for president.
Cricket.
Okay.
I'm sure the chat room was kind of...
I get it. That was my...
I'll get that tomorrow. Don't worry. Okay. Or tonight. I'll sit up and be like, that is so funny!
Several hours later.
My hair is brown, by the way, for all the just listeners, not the seers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you.
They needed to know your hair
They
was
needed
brown.
To know my hair is not blonde.
Oh, okay.
My hair is brown.
I was suddenly thinking, does the color of your hair matter to this podcast?
Yes, my hair is brown. So for all of you people who just listen in and don't come to the live show to see us, it's okay. My hair's brown. I'm not blonde. Don't worry. Don't. It probably sounds like my hair is blonde, but it's brown. Okay. Just wanted to put that out there.
What is your other random noodle update that you said you wanted to share?
Oh, this actually has to do with sleeping. I come from a family who does a lot of sleep stuff. Like they get up and do things in their sleep. Kind of like some pyro.
Oh yeah, that's right. Move the body from the from the shower. Call and promise donations to podcasters and never send them.
Tell them about their ego that likes to strut about.
Catholic ego.
Catholic.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Well, the other night I did something very, 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 very much like my dad had done when he was a newlywed. I'll just go ahead and tell you what my dad did. Or should I tell what I did first?
Whichever.
You pick for me. Pick for me.
Tell us what your dad did.
Okay. This one night, my mom and dad were sleeping in bed. And don't worry, this is a G-rated story. And my dad just bolts upright and he throws the covers back. And he's frantically like clawing at the sheets. And he's just looking at the sheets. And he's like feeling and patting and everything you can do, like trying to find something in the sheets. And my mom just like, she's alarmed, okay? And she's like, what are you doing? And my dad is like, I gotta find him. He's just like, what? He's like, oh, the roaches. He's just like feeling all in the bed. And I don't really know how that story ends because it's been so long since I've heard it.
I think though you might have told that story before on the
Probably.
Podcast. Probably. So what's the new version? What happened to you?
Okay. All right. So I woke up and I bolted upright, just like my dad. And I was like,
she got the tools out and there was this really big bolt. And she had
sure. Okay. Well, anyway, I did not have tools. Okay. Made me lose my train of thought. All right. I sat upright really fast, which reminds me of another story, but I'll tell that later. Okay. So I sat up really fast and I was like feeling around. Like I was like, feel probably not as panicked as my dad was because I wasn't feeling for bugs. I was looking for something wet in the covers. Like I thought I dropped something wet, like this object that was supposed to hold water. Okay. I'll just say it's like a, it was a basket. It was a basket for an espresso machine and it had a tea bag in it. You know, like one of those individually wrapped tea bags.
Yeah.
It had one of those in it. Don't ask me why. But I was looking for that thing and I was like, where is it? I think I was even whispering that. I was like, where is it? And I was feeling and then I like laid back and I was like, no, I can't stop looking. So I started like looking under the covers, like putting my hand, just feeling.
you're doing swimming motions now, as if you were swimming under the covers.
I was feeling. I was getting down at my feet. And I was like, where is that thing? And then like I wanted to wake Dan. I want to wake you up. I wanted to wake you up so bad, but I didn't. And I don't know why I did, but that must have been my subconscious polite self telling me not to wake the sleeping man beside me. So I like get up out of the bed and I'm like searching every fold on my side of the bed and I cannot find this thing. And I don't even remember how I got back in bed, but somehow I got back in bed. I don't remember how the story ends. I woke up and it was morning, but that did happen. I did get out of bed. I just don't remember getting back in bed.
And I don't remember this at all. This is one of those times that I actually did not remember.
Because of my polite subconscious self. I didn't want to wake the sleeping man, so I didn't. So that's why you don't remember a thing. That's my other story. Ta-da.
Good ones.
The end.
Well, now let's share some of our listeners' funny stories.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. You can send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. Just make sure your TV is off if it's in the background, please. Okay. This email comes in from Pete, the Perth painter. He says, hi there, Ramen Noodle, Fleegon, and Jenny from down under Australia.
Wow.
It's actually spelled O-Z-T-R-A-L-A-L-A. Anyway, I just wanted to write out my thanks for your podcast, The Ramen Noodle. I'm really thankful that you produce a Christian comedy podcast. You keep things very clean, except when things get a bit messy with bodily functions. And you make me laugh quite hard a lot. I like the song that you sing at the start and end. It really hit home to me when I was feeling a bit down with my endeavors. God uses things to cheer me up or remind me of his goodness when I need it. Praise God. So, yeah, he goes on, but so we know now God can use the message of be your own kind of noodle.
All right.
This podcast is now Holy Spirit in what's the word?
Incarnate?
Endorsed. Endorsed.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
No, not incarnate.
I was like, what?
That would be blasphemy.
Yes. It's the only word that I can think of that started with N.
So now we know that God can use the ramen noodle to cheer people up.
So we can't get rid of it ever. It's here forever.
Actually, I've heard similar messages from people, but they've never pointed out that God used our song to cheer them up. So God bless you and be your own kind of noodle.
Yes.
Now for the funny story for the podcast. My brothers and I share a room to play our computers, and I sit opposite to my middle sibling, Dave. He and I are sinners. Okay.
That's something that's normally assumed.
This is one of my visual typos today. He actually says he and I are stirrers.
Oh.
But the first time I read this, I thought it said he and I are sinners.
Sinners.
That's great. That's the first step to recognizing
that. I'm glad you know that. Everybody should know.
Maybe be your own kind of noodle helped him realize he's a sinner.
Oh, maybe. Doubtful.
Being a bit silly and getting a reaction is our humor sometimes. And he is definitely British.
So because stirrers, he puts you in humor. Stirrers means?
I guess like to stir the pot. They get... Oh, he says being a bit silly and getting a reaction is our humor sometimes. Humor. So
they're mischievous.
Yes. Mischievous. Anyway, quite a few years ago, I received a cartoon character plushie with a big head and small body.
Plushie is such a weird word.
It's Australian for a plush doll. It somehow found its way into another family's life. That right there is kind of creepy. It's like there's this plushie out there with a big head and a little body. Family, where's my family?
Oh.
And so it goes searching for its family, except in Australia, so it'd be a bit different. It'd be like... Family, where's my family, Mike?
Oh, goodness.
It somehow found its way into another family's life. And when I finally got it back, it was having an out-of-body experience.
What?
Only the head was left.
Ah!
Apparently, it's an Australian
thing.
Was it
a family of dogs that got a hold of it?
It's a family of headless horsemen.
Okay.
Dave and I throw this plushie's head to hit each other over our monitors. The trick is to surprise one another when we least expect it.
Did they sew it back up?
No, they're just using the head.
No, I mean, like, did they sew the head up so that the stuffing wouldn't come out?
So it stops leaking.
Like, so it's like one of those little shrunken head kind of things, like the voodoo head things.
It's leaking this, like, doll gore all over the place. This
in
little
form
fluff.
Of cotton fluff.
I generally tried to throw it underarm so he won't realize I'm throwing it, but miss him quite often. He just shakes his head and mutters, terrible shot. Apparently, he's slightly British, too. We also have a hall that opens up in view of our computer areas. So when one of us uses that hall for toilet and bathroom use, it's an opportunity to throw something.
Don't use the hall for that. Yeah. There's a bathroom.
Guys, Australians, seriously, learn from America here. We have a special room for this kind of stuff.
Not a hallway. It's not a hallway we do it in. It's a bathroom.
We used to put that outside until we invented indoor plumbing, and then we moved it inside, but we still kept it in its own room. We don't just leave it there in the hallway.
Wow, they do things different in Australia. Yeah,
I mean, down under, you know, gravity is different down there and everything. Maybe it's because the toilets flush a different direction. Not true.
Okay.
You'd never heard that? The toilets flush in a different direction?
Well, I know
direction.
It's on, like, different sides of the equator that they do
that's
that.
That's actually not true.
It's not true?
Nope.
I thought it was true.
He said, it's another opportunity to throw something. It is never a hard object, but it must throw well. Good fun. And apparently this is another Australian pastime to throw a decapitated head of your beloved plush toy. I mean, in America, this would terrify the kids. You'd be like, the head of my favorite plush toy.
What?
But in Australia, it's like, yeah, we're doll cannibals down here.
When I was a kid, I took all the heads off of all of my Barbies. All of them. I would switch them around and see what they look like. That's what it sounded like, actually. Maybe not all the heads. Like I only reserved the ones that were extra pretty. Like, they didn't need a head change. I think I've told that story before.
Anyway, for now, God bless. And wait, That just doesn't sound very nice. What? For now, God bless. So I guess he's saying later he might remove God's blessings from us. And I'll be hearing from you soon on a podcast. Cheers, yours very truly, Peter the Perth Painter.
Wow, thanks, Peter the Perth Painter.
Or P3. Thank you. And I, the Australians should learn. By the way, Australians out there, I'd love some reviews.
What should they learn?
But just like
potty habits.
Yeah.
Not going in the hallway.
Make a room for that. Don't play with decapitations. These are good lessons. I learned these lessons growing up. Never play with a decapitation. It's not good.
I was never taught that.
This comes from SpyTech 12. It says, "Hey guys! My dad and I saw a kind of funny situation in DI, a thrift store, earlier. They had this boxing, possibly kickboxing dummy, fairly high tech, for sale." A high-tech kickboxing dummy.
Why would it need to be high-tech? Do you want to hear it say, ow, 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 ow? Is that all you got? Oh, yeah, you can program it to say, is that all you got?
Is that all you've got? Is that all you've got?
Oh, if you guys are only here right now, Daniel just did something really funny with his face.
Yes, with my face. Yeah, I'm guessing maybe it connects to the internet. So like every time you punch it, it tweets or something like that.
Oh, goodness.
It tweets like, ow, I just got punched by my owner or something
Goodness. Or so-and-so just did a really bad sidekick or whatever you call it. I don't know how to detect that.
Roundhouse.
Roundhouse.
Spinning roundhouse.
So-and-so just kicked my head.
Fairly high tech for sale. A little bit later, we saw a group of boys, probably college or high school age, with this thing in a shopping cart and a cowboy hat.
Oh, did they put the cow bat, the cowboy hat on the kickboxing dummy?
Not only that, he also adds, and I think a sweater came later.
Let's just dress up our dummy.
They're like, dude, you look cold. That metal probably makes you get cold. I don't know if it was metal.
Thinking of like the flesh kind where it's like rubber. Most of it's rubber. Doesn't have any arms. It's just like cut off at the shoulders and it's got a head with a face and a chest.
Like, dude, you're not and modest. Sides. Here's a sweater.
Here's a sweater.
It works for Winnie the Pooh, so here.
He's got a shirt on.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh has a shirt or a sweater? It's a red shirt.
Oh, okay.
Not a sweater. I mean, he probably wears a sweater in the wintertime, but who knows these such things?
And he continues, and as they are checking out, I look over and one of them says, "Whose car is this going in?" Out in the parking lot a few minutes later, I see them trying to load up this dummy. I think now he's talking about one of the other kids in the group.
Oh, goodness.
And it was sticking out of the door or sunroof of the car.
Which side? The stand or the head?
It'd be funny if these little legs were just sticking out the sunroof. This may have been a you had to be there moment. Or, hey, SpyTech 12, it should have been a you should have sent us a picture of it moment.
Yes. Yep, and the last store should have sent a picture of their little head toy. Yeah. Plushie.
Not a picture of their hallway, though.
We don't want to see the hallway.
But, yeah, seriously, send us a picture. Or someone out there could reenact this and send us a picture. Kind of like they do on Rescue 911 with William Shatner. Rescue 911.
My head is gone. Oh, there it is. I lost my head.
So thank you, SpyTech 12 and Pete, for sending in those emails. I've got a bunch of other emails and voicemails to go through. Some of them are camping stories and some others I just haven't organized yet. But we would still love to have your feedback, especially send us your camping stories for our next episode. We'll be recording that episode on... Halloween.
Is that what Halloween sounds like?
Pretty much.
Oh my. Ooh. Well, you know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm.
My finger's numb. My finger's numb where the pepper spray stuff touched it. I spilled it and now I can feel it. It's actually got some heat to it. My finger. Finger's hot and it's numb.
Okay.
Hot finger.
That's...
Don't touch that stuff, people.
Is it glowing, too?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you phone home with it? Jenny,
I'm going to try.
Home. Jenny, phone home.
Well, I mean, I would just call here. This is my home.
You know what you need.
Yes, I totally need to rub some bacon on it.
We got some, what was that, an Alaskan bacon?
Bacon. Well, we listened to the song. It says bacon.
Bacon on it.
Bacon. That's how he says it. Play it again. He says bacon. Oh, no. That's not that one. Stop.
Oops. I pressed the wrong button.
Sure you did. Agony, agony, agony.
Well, listeners, we'd love to hear your funny stories, funny stuff, and all of that for our camping episode, which will be on October 31st. The scary episode. Scary feet, scary feet, scary feet.
Boom.
And also send us some candy or something. P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
I would love that, especially if it was dark chocolate. And I love Twizzlers.
I love any kind of candy that's wrapped with a $100 bill.
Oh, now that is actually really good candy.
$10 bill's pretty good too, but really to get that nice, flavorful, rich feel and taste in the chocolate, it needs to be wrapped in $100
bills. Exotic candy would be nice. Megamind is offering some British candy.
Ooh.
Anybody? Is Winnie in the chat room? Winnie's from Belgium. I would just love to say that I would love her to send me some chocolate for Halloween.
Someday. Again, maybe.
I'll send you some Pop-Tarts.
But listeners, join us again when we do the show live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time over at noodle.mx/live. You can hang out in the chat room, chat with us, watch us do this, watch us do funny things with our faces and other random crazy stuff that happens during the show, and so much more. Be a part of the community by going to noodle.mx/live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can also get the previous podcast episodes at cleancomedypodcast.com. And we would love some ratings and reviews in iTunes. It's been a while since we've received any. So you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes to leave a rating. And so much more, we would love a written review in there. The last review we received, actually we did receive a couple reviews recently, from Fire9 and Byzantine and Griff Oz and Louvre. Those are, within the past month we received those. So go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes to leave ratings and reviews. And you can subscribe in iTunes or pretty much any other podcast program out there. We're probably in it. If we aren't, email me. I'll put us there. And you can get that contact information and stuff at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Thanks for your ratings, everybody.
Yes. Please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/128 for show notes for this episode, which really it's not going to be much. It's going to be just like bullet points of this, but also send us your funny stuff. Again, our feedback information, feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221, or you can leave a comment at the show notes and comment about this episode. And if you want to respond to something that we said in this episode, go to cleancomedypodcast.com.
Don't forget about camping stories.
Yes, camping stories for next week's episode 129.
You got them. We want them. Send them in.
Yes, and we will love you for that. And check us out on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook. I feel like I should spell my name since Jeremy is not here to spell his.
And follow Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter @Fleegon. That's F-L-E.
Oh my goodness. He would fall over.
Maybe that's why he's not here. He fell over on the priority couch. So next time, like treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed, officially endorsed by God's approval on our Be Your Own Kind of Noodle message, over at noodle.mx. You can theorize about Once Upon a Time, learn how to podcast, get productive in your life, build a Christian worldview, and get some Christian critical thinking on movies. That and more at noodle.mx.